drums of maple syrup are stacked at the Global Maple Syrup Strategic Reserve in rural Quebec, 3 hours drive east of Montreal. Surpluses are stored in good years, and it's from the reserve that syrup is released in down years.
Because Mother Nature, she's not generous every year.
That's Simon Trépanier, executive director of the Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers. It's a government-sanctioned union that owns the reserve.
How can you stabilize the supply to Costco, to Walmart, to Sam's Club, if you don't have a reserve?
The Federation's been described as the OPEC of maple syrup. Today, a barrel of syrup is worth about $1,200. That's 18 times the value of U.S. crude oil. Easy to see the incentive then, when $14 million worth of syrup was stolen from the reserve in 2011 and 12.
Can you imagine?
The theft, 3,000 tons, represented 6% of a typical crop in Quebec. It was discovered after the Federation found water in barrels. Criminals had run a slow-motion siphon operation for months.
It's liquid gold.
To maintain price, the Federation and its accredited buyers negotiate the global benchmark price. Except for small containers, all Quebec producers must sell their syrup exclusively to the Federation, which then markets it. The Federation also sets quotas on how much a farm can produce. Pascal Thériault is an economist at McGill University's Faculty of Agricultural Sciences in Montreal.
The system that's in place, the supply management system, is good for Quebec producers and U.S. producers because it guarantees good prices, and that allowed U.S. producers to actually expand rapidly in the last few years.
The Federation takes in 11 cents per pound. The money's deployed in research and promotion of maple as a natural sweetener. But there is collateral damage in this story. It involves producers who don't want to be in a union.
And this is our life.
Nicole Varin and her husband Harold have 30,000 taps. They make syrup and added value products like maple butter and gourmet candies. Harold's grandfather started the operation. The Varins won't join the Federation, and they see their refusal as existential. They want to remain independent entrepreneurs.
If they don't have customer, they need the Federation, but I don't need Federation.
The Varins are facing fines of more than $400,000 U.S. for working outside the cartel. Dissidents across Quebec have been raided, their syrup seized, their farms put under surveillance. Here's Harold Varin.
Un producteur du Vermont peut venir au Québec, vendre.
He says, a Vermont producer can come here and sell. I live here and can't sell my own syrup on the open market. The Varins are among 100 or so defiant producers. They don't want quotas while competitors outside Quebec expand to meet rising demand. Competitors who benefit from the Federation's work at market stabilization without having to pay a cent to the Federation. But those 100 opponents are a tiny island in a sea of 13,000-plus producers who've joined the Federation. David Hall's a producer in the Federation who lives near the Vermont border.
It isn't pretty, but the rules are established.
Hall says his land is worth much more because lenders know the Federation will buy his syrup. He bought a neighboring farm last year.
You know, within 24 hours, you know, we had approval for a loan over $1 million, and we're by no means rich people. You know, it's given us stability.
Rising production outside Quebec may one day threaten the Federation's control. Again, Pascal Thériault at McGill University.
As U.S. production or out-of-province production increases, that relative weight of the Federation is shrinking, and there might be a tipping point where that supply management system in place will not be as efficient as it is right now.
For Vermont producers, that would mean at least temporary price uncertainty in a maple market that the Federation in Quebec has tried to stabilize for years. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Lorne Madelon.